There you go. But it's been recorded.
Do I need to start over?
Well, is there anybody that...
No, nobody's joined other than me. I'm joined just to see
so
if anybody else joins, but nobody else other than me.
Gotcha.
Okay, then
let's pick up.
Okay, just continue?
Yeah.
Okay. State agency personnel may be asked questions about their agency's policies if those questions relate to an agenda item. Antitrust activity or discussion are prohibited on all stamping office functions. Prohibition includes the exchange of information concerning individual company rates, coverages, market practices, claim settlement practices, expenses, or any other competitive aspect of an individual's company operations. All right. And item two, discussion and approval of previous meeting minutes, December 13th, 2023 meeting minutes. I want to point out that the published agenda for today's meeting reflected that the committee be reviewing the December 13, 2024 meeting minutes. Everyone was provided a copy of our form from December 2023 meeting. Are there any corrections? Any further discussion? Being no further discussion, do we have a motion to approve the December 13, 2023 minutes?
So moved, Jeff Klein.
And Leslie is not on.
Would you like to second?
2 seconds.
Great.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it and the motion passes.
So real quick, let's pause for a moment. Greg, I know you said that Leslie seconds.
But she's on.
Can we see her and hear her for the open session part of the meeting?
You might be muted, Leslie. Hello. I'm muted. There. Try that again.
Okay. I can see you, Greg.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. We can continue.
Okay.
I'm on video, I think. But yes, I second motion on the minutes.
Great. Right. Thank you. Agenda item three, executive session for discussion, deliberation on performance, compensation, and benefits of the executive director of the Stamping Office of Texas, and discussion and review of general counsel contract at consultation with attorney, Texas Government Code 551.0712. At this time, the committee will adjourn the open session to convene a closed executive session pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act, Government Code Section 551.074. to deliberate the performance, compensation, and benefits of the executive director of the Surplus Lines Stamping Office of Texas in accordance with Government Code Section 551.074 to discuss and review the general counsel contract. Only board members, legal counsel, TDI representatives, and necessary executive staff will be participating during the executive session. We will reconvene an open session after the executive session adjourns to vote on executive session agenda items as appropriate. The time is now 9:07.
Take a vote on the item.
I think you've met Arshan, the partner in my firm, online.
Put that in right here.
Back in the
live and good.
Let's. You never stop recording, correct? The unmute and all that other fun stuff.
I want to join them here because I need to see someone.
Or Leslie.
I want to join the open session again.
Years and years. Yeah. She's kind of dying. Oh, fine. Position I had, and then they added some of the
recording. See her.
Financial. I'm in.
The time is now 9:58 a.m. The closed executive session has concluded, and I am reconvening the open session of the meeting. Committee members Jeff Klein, who is present in person, and Leslie Loschenberg, who is present via Teams, and we have a quorum. We'll pick up with agenda item number 4, which is discussion and appropriate action regarding the performance compensation and benefits of the executive director of the Surplus Line Standing Office of Texas. Do any of the committee members have comments or questions to present in public session concerning this agenda item?
No, not at this time.
Based on our closed session discussions, do I have a motion for this committee to recommend to the Board of Directors for its approval following compensation and benefits for the Executive Director of the Surplus Line Standing Office of Texas, Mr. Greg Brandon, payment of an annual bonus in the amount of 25% of the 2024 salary, payment no later than December 31, 2024, a raise of 4% of the annual salary to be effective January 1, 2025, and payment of deferred compensation in the amount of $23,500 plus $7,500 catch up with payments to be made no later than January 31st, 2025. Is there a motion?
We'll move. Jeff Klein.
Second, Leslie Lilgenberg.
Any further discussion? All approved say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion passes. All right, now. Do any board members have comments or questions to present in public session concerning the closed agenda item regarding the review of the general counsel contract?
This is Jeff Klein. Just that I think it's a consensus that we'd like to provide continuity at this time with the firm's expertise and with Stan leaving. We have excellent representation going forward.
Thank you. Based on our closed session discussions today, do I have a motion for the Board of Directors to approve the renewal of the general counsel contract as discussed?
So moved, Leslie Lilgenberg.
Is there a second?
Jeff Klein, second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. The ayes have it and the motion passes. That brings us to the last agenda item, which is adjournment. And actually, I hope this isn't a problem. I have one piece of business that I'd like to discuss real quick, just for the tell me if I need to stop for open meetings and agenda items. But just a something to the other two executive committee members, since they will be continuing on next year and I will not, just think about who should be kind of taking over as chair between now and next year, and keep in mind that the chair does have to attend a number of meetings in person. Which I know puts a burden on anybody. So just want to say, think about that going into next year.
Do we vote on that in January or March?
I believe March.
March.
Yeah, it'd be March.
So you've got plenty of time, but just wanted to mention that.
Okay. Thank you.
Just a footnote about that. I'd be pleased to serve as vice chair, but I had recommended to Greg and the staff the last time around that it'd be best to have the chair resident in Texas and in particular Austin for meetings at the TDI and the load. We can discuss that again, but I think that's a little.
And groups have different spots. And we have the committee charter review.
Yes. Okay. But we need to go further. We're not ready to do it.
Okay. Yet. Yeah. Let's
switch back over to this. Right.
Sorry, I had some differences in the agendas, but we'll move to agenda item 5, discussion and appropriate action of the committee charter review. The Stamping Office Board Committees includes the Executive Committee, Financial Audit Committee, Training Committee, and Plan of Operations Committee. Under Section 2C11, each board committee must have a charter and review the charter at least annually. Everyone was provided a copy of the current executive committee charter in accordance with item 6 of the operations section of the committee charter. Today, we are going to review the current charter and discuss any possible revisions to recommend for the board consideration. Ultimately, the board will consider and vote to submit any recommended revisions to TDI's Deputy Commissioner of the Financial Regulation Division for review. With that, does anyone have any recommended revisions or items for discussion?
I do not.
I do not.
Any further discussion?
This is Stan. I'll just make one note. I had an opportunity to speak with TDI General Counsel Jessica Barta, and we've been expecting and anticipating an updated plan of operation draft to come from them. They think it'll probably be mid-January before we get that draft. So there may be changes in the Surplus Line Stamping Office plan of operation that would then inform changes that may be available to us and the individual committee charters that we may want to consider. So at this time, we haven't seen it yet, so we just don't know.
And I would love it if it would be possible for the timeline on that. I don't know what public comment period there is on something like that, but it would be very helpful to the stamping office if the next board scheduled board meeting was inside prior to the close of that public comment period, so that the board as a whole would have the ability to discuss any of those proposed changes as a part of their regular meetings would be ideal.
Yes, I think, well, I know TDI understands that. There is a provision in the rule that provides that the commissioner may accept or not some or all of the recommended changes, and we've had a number of recommended changes over the years that the stamping office have submitted. So when that occurs, the rule does provide for a comment period, but it doesn't specify a defined time comment period. So it's left kind of open. So that's something we'll have further discussion with TDI, and I'm sure they'll be willing to accommodate.
Thank you. Any further discussion? There being no further discussion, we have a motion that the executive committee recommends to the board that no revisions be made to the executive committee charter.
We'll move. Jeff Klein.
Second, Leslie Lilgenberg.
Any further discussion? All approved, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Motion passes. Now we are on to adjournment, item 6. Having no other business on today's agenda, to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second, Jeff.
This meeting is adjourned at 10:06 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you.